latest local weather from Shug FM.
Okay, here we go. Thursday afternoon, Stafford's latest and greatest Shug FM. It's really warm out there at the moment for March. 10 degrees around Stafford. It's going to be sunny. There's no chance of rain. Clear skies, although it's going to feel a bit chilly this evening.
On 87.7, this is Shug FM with Chris Gray.
Is this guy for real?
Okay, here we go. Thursday afternoon, it's 2 o'clock. Hello, Stafford, how are we? I hope you're very well. It's Chris here, Chris at shugradio.co.uk, through till 5.30, Stafford's latest and greatest. All your favourite tunes, loads of studio guests. I'll be introducing my first couple in the next half hour, so stick around. I promise you, this is going to be emotional.
87.7, Shug FM.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're on a piece, gotta believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day. I must confess, 'cause I've had a things stop.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things we used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, objection overruled.
I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to pitch my order. And you know that you overstepped the border. Uh-huh.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you deny.
Soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna be.
87.7 Shug FM, Stafford's Radio Revolution for Thursday afternoon, 8 minutes after 2 o'clock. Hello, I'm Chris, how you doing? That's Oasis and Live Forever, kicking off with one of my closet favourite songs, Blue and Rice. If you were listening last night, you'd have heard the filth that was Snappy the Crocodile going out. That was on the Joe and Lee show. I've got Joe Dawson in the studio. Hi, Joe.
How's it going, mate?
I'm going very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Now, I was crying into my cup of tea when you played that last night, but the response we had, not only was it good, it was downright worrying how many people we got listening to Snappy the Crocodile last night. So, what can you tell us about this song?
Well, I can tell you, last year it was the top-selling song in Europe, everywhere but the UK, surprisingly enough, whether we won a song in the charts with German in it, I don't know, but...
Well, we've had that, we were talking just before that, the Ozone, that Dragon Stayed in Tay song, I might be forced to play that later, because that was a big song. So do you think Snappy, is there still a chance it could come to the UK?
Well, if it was at Shug FM, keep pushing it, you know,
We could be pioneers.
It can be. It's the first step of the stepping ladder.
Okay,
isn't it,
so actually, Joe, you did bring in the CD, but Rich Bishop ran off with a CD last night.
See, everyone who was in the studio absolutely loved it.
He was digging Snappy the Crocodile. He said, because he heard saying, you know, got a place. So, okay, what we got here? He heard it. He was out of breath when he came to the studio. He was that excited about Snappy the Crocodile yesterday.
Oh, so
hopefully he'll bring that back and we can put it back in its treasured place where it belongs, which is actually the CD player, not the bin.
No, it's in the CD bin.
And you've been trying to send me more random. We've had a rock version of Snappy. Snappy's gone underground after his initial success, hasn't he, with the rock version. So Snappy the Crocodile, if you didn't hear it, bad luck. Well done, I should say.
Chris will play it later.
It sounds like some kid, no more than 3 years of age, on a xylophone going, Ich bin Snappy, das kleine Krokodil.
Schnee, schnau, Snappy.
Snappy, Snappy, Snap. Now, you think, oh, what on earth will we be playing? We're going to try and regain just a gram of reputation. We played Oasis before that and Live Forever.
Oh, yeah.
One of your favourite bands, playing a lot of that stuff on the show last night. And you saw them. Where did you see them?
It was at Sheffield Hallam Arena. It was absolutely amazing. And the good thing is, I do like Oasis' new stuff, but it's just not a touch on the classic, is it?
No, that first album, I was only 10 when that Live Forever came out.
Yeah, same here.
I think anyone of any age, they knew that was a classic. But I suppose their only downfall is they're going to struggle to beat that. Although I thought What's the Story was an absolutely awesome album. They had some, you know, all the songs like, Live Forever, Rock and Roll Star, Shaker Maker, and even stuff like Slide Away, the album tracks off definitely maybe were excellent.
And
then, What's the Story?
That's cracking. And like I say, when I went to see them, they played about two of the new songs, and everything else was like, you know, Champagne Supernova, Roll With It. It was brilliant.
That was a really good album, What's the Story. I quite like Teeth and Chemistry that they did, not their latest album, the one before that.
Yeah,
Hindu Times and Songbird, Little by Little. Stop Crying Your Heart Out. That's a really good song.
Yeah, they did some of them, actually. They did do Songbird, Little by Little. They ended on... they covered The Who, didn't they, as well?
My Generation,
that was cracking. They ended on that.
McFly have done a version of that recently as well.
Yeah,
we won't talk about that.
No, they've destroyed a few things, haven't they?
But Oasis, they've had some albums which, in my opinion, I am a big fan of Oasis, have not been that brilliant. I wasn't too keen on Standing on the Shoulders of Giants.
No.
Or the latest one, Don't Believe the Truth. I haven't been such big fans of those, but they've still done some great songs, and they are the band of our generation, aren't they?
Definitely. So, been 12 years, is it now, around?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And you said you saw them live. Have they calmed down at all, or are they still absolutely loopy?
No. There was
a couple of famous gigs. There's one that Liam didn't even turn up to. Well, it'll turn up to be great. And the Unplugged one, the MTV Unplugged that Noel sang on.
Well, as an example, after, I think it was definitely, Roll With It, actually, Liam was just laying on the middle of the stage, just laid on his back with the guitar on his chest, mellowing out in the middle of a concert.
They've had some gigs, especially in America, where they just come and go, we hate all of you, and then go. I mean, you know, they're crowd pleasers, aren't they?
The clone one was the amazing one. Liam just went mental at the audience, didn't he? It was like...
Yeah, they've got what it takes. It's what Robbie Williams aspires to be, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're going to play some more Oasis thing before the end of the show. So if you've got an Oasis song you'd like, drop us a text. That elusive. You proved to me the mobile phone was working last night. The text message, didn't you? I thought no, it's broken. It's not because I'm awful. The mobile phone's broken. But you got a lot of texts last night. We were talking about your favourite thing to have with ketchup.
Yep.
We had some suggestions that we couldn't repeat then, let alone now.
God. Luckily,
we gave away a bottle of ketchup. I mean, you know, people giving away weddings, holidays, cars. Excuse me, we got a bottle of Heinz. You know, it's 130 years old, and we're giving some away on the radio.
The bottle wasn't 130 years old, I don't think.
No, it did smell slightly odd. That's probably just me. So we're going to be talking about more what you got coming up on the show next week. We'll play some more Oasis as well. We're going to continue with the music, and that's the wrong one. That's the right one. I knew it was a scissors sisters. It was a girl's name. It's Laura on Shug FM. 87.7 across Stafford. Thursday afternoon with Chris. Joe's here with me. Johnny the Northerner, Ellie from the telly, and loads more random people are going to be on the show in minutes.
Laura, can't you give me some time? I got to give myself one more chance to be the man that I know I am. To be the man that I know I am. Won't you just tell Cincinnati I'm gonna need your love? Don't you give me your love? Don't you give me your Simone, Simone? Where is your love? Don't you give me your love? Don't you give me your Simone, Simone? Where is your love? Don't you give me your love? Don't you give me your...
On 87.7, this is Shug FM with Chris Gray.
Oh my God!
87.7, Shug FM.
Yeah. one. If you make people unite, live as one. If goes on to add the girl, them and they might send you around the bend. But boys will be boys, so wait till the end.
Well, it's out of my skin, so I can never win. Oh, thanks a lot. We cheat and we lie and we fight, we don't cry when we try. Boys will be boys, boys till the end.
Stuff is like some greatest 87.7 Sugar FM plays the Ordinary Boys, an instant classic there. Now, Joe's, you've basically got very much the same taste as me, haven't you?
Yes.
Music-wise. So we were talking about some songs we'll play. We're going to play some album tracks and also a couple of new indie ones that I've found. From watching all the Sky TV channels. I've managed to find some great songs there, so we're going to play you some of those before 3 o'clock. Got the Arctic Monkeys, an instant classic for them. I bet you look on the dance floor. The football we've been talking about as well.
Yes.
Who's your team? Remind me.
I'm an Arsenal fan, so...
For my sins, I'm a Villa fan. A couple of games that we've had going on over the last couple of nights. Before I started DJing at the Lytton Tree, as a Villa fan, I was absolutely delighted. Liverpool 7, Birmingham 0. How funny was that?
Well, you know, it's about time Liverpool started scoring, really, and with it being Birmingham, they're going down anyway.
So. I know. I mean, Villa have had an awful season, but seeing the Blues in the Championship, that, you know, it all seems okay again. And last night's game was Chelsea 1, Newcastle 0. Mm. That was John Terry header. John Terry, I think he's just about now scored more goals than all the Aston Villa strikers put together.
Probably, yeah. He's a cracking... Just a mate, he's probably the best set-piece player in Europe, if I'm honest. It hurts to say that as an Arsenal fan, it really does.
I mean, he gets there with quite a few heads as well. I think he's if you know what I mean, he's quite a good old-fashioned centre-back for English one. You don't see quite as many. He's like the next Tony Adams, almost. He could easily be at Chelsea for years, John Terry.
Definitely.
And he hopefully will be. He's come up through their youth academy as well. So that's when they poached off West Ham. Cole and Lampard and friends. So it's great to see him doing so well. And for England, it's looking superb at the World Cup.
Definitely.
As long as there's no injuries. I mean, everyone says that the first 11 picks itself, but now if you look beyond that, on the bench it's a little bit shaky. There's a few players who you think, you know, they could come in, like perhaps Sol Campbell or Ledley King or Kevin Phillips.
Well, Wayne Bridges. Not Kevin Phillips. Hang on, where are we?
Yeah, welcome to the Championship. So it's hopefully we're going to do it wonderfully if we can just keep our key players like Terry and Gerrard and Rooney fit. Yeah, I think it could be like Ericsson. We slate him now because it's been there so long and seems almost complacent. But you think 12 minutes down the line, Ericsson's obviously going. If Beckham goes as well, we can think that was a bad move.
I tell you something else, it really pains me to say this. I've never been a fan of Gary Neville, but at right back he's playing all right, and that hurts.
Well, yeah, so I suppose as an Arsenal fan as well, but he's so consistent. He's plodding on towards the 100-cap mark. Yep. He's had a few injuries. He's been out of a couple of the major competitions, but he's been there as long as I can remember watching England. I think Euro 96 was the first one that I really watched in town. He'd had a fair few caps by then. He was playing with someone like Tony Adams.
Yeah, and Southgate as well, wasn't it?
Southgate with that penalty, and Stuart Pearce at left back.
Oh, what a ledge.
That was a great back four. So hopefully, I've said it, I think just about every tournament since 96. Oh, come on, look at this. England, here we go. It's our year. Is it?
Yes. I think if we're going to do it now, it's the best time. We've got Gerrard, Beckham, all people at the physical peaks are about 28.
Yeah.
If we don't do it this year, we're going to have to wait until the younger lot come through again, which will be about 2014.
So. Yeah, well, there you go. That's something to look forward to. We're going to go out to stupid random goal or referee decision, then we're going to have about 8 years of discontent waiting for our youngsters to come through again. So, yeah, we're going to do it this year. Tell us what you think. You can drop me an email. You're more than welcome. Chris@shugradio.co.uk. Chris@shugradio.co.uk. Joe, give us a text number.
077-57-45-46-68. That's 077-57-45-46-68.
Making the eyes of me are so
87.7 Shug FM.
Go to a cash machine to get a tiki home. Message on the screen says don't make glad you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the time is tight. I've only just been there 3 weeks, 5 days till I see.
Get noticed. 87.7 Shook Her Face, Hard by Cash B. Joe, that song's been in my head constantly for about the last 2 months. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's not bad. I actually first heard it on Jules Holland, like I was telling you earlier, but and they did another track as well. It's quite very good live, very. I don't know,
they've got a new, Better Do Better, I think, is their new song. That's been released very soon.
I like that one more than
Cash
Machine.
But that Cash Machine, it just sounds like that old song, there's a hole in my bucket, there's a hole in my pocket, dear Lord. So, yeah, it's a good tune, The Hard Fight, stars of CCTV, absolutely huge album. We do like them here at Shug FM. Right, we're going to be playing a few indie tracks for you. We've got a couple of people in the studio. Johnny the Northern, can we get a pies? There we go, Johnny's going to be in the studio. And he's eating, that's unusual. Ellie from the telly, she's going to be here telling us what's on this evening. We're going to have a few other randoms coming into the studio, so keep listening up between now and 5.30. Just a quick word on what's coming up later this evening. We've got a live acoustic set on Alternation between 5.30 and 7. Sam and Dan are here with some more new music for you from 7 to 8.30. Then Punk and Disorderly, formerly known as Funker's Puck, which I just can't say hardly at all. That's on at 8.30 with JD. If he heard it's on Monday, my apologies. But he's going to be back, and he's not going to be letting me on the microphone, which is probably good news. Got another new song, new indie song. Have you heard a band called Protocol?
I have. I don't know much about them now.
Okay, we're going to play their first hit. It's called Where's the Pleasure. The video, it's very much... It's like Blondie mixed with The Killers, mixed with Duran Duran, mixed with quite a bit of everything. So we're going to play it and see what you think. It was released a few weeks ago. I think it just about scraped the top 10. This is Where's the Pleasure on Shug FM.
your pleasure with you. It's a pleasure with you.
Shug FM. Log on today at shugradio.co.uk.
Shug FM.
FM. Stafford's latest and greatest. Don't get not and get noticed. 87.7 across Staffordshire. Shugradio.co.uk across the world. My name's Chris Gray. It's Thursday afternoon. Joe's with me.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, seeing as you've had your hand up for so long. Go on.
When you say don't get knotted, do you mean like not tying yourself in a knot, or are you just on about getting lost?
Well, a bit of both, and another, I could say leading radio station with the name Get Knotted, or GK. No, we won't go. Oh, that's it. There you go, that was
general
beautiful.
Knowledge.
That
was lacking on.
That was as subtle as a moose.
Yeah. They're big, they are.
They are, yeah. And so,
pies!
So, yeah, thank you, dear. That's just...
Pie-flavoured moose.
There you go. See, this is the show. We just give you more. We've given you meal ideas as well now. Don't kill mooses. Stay in school. Okay, I've lost all sense of the very small amount I had already. Direction, that is. That was the modern and industry. Are we giving that a thumbs up? We've got a thumbs up. Do you remember, what was it? Hit, miss, or maybe?
Oh, yes.
They're the cute, particularly large hands that went up, down. I'm saying that's a hit in the indie world. That's going to be a hit.
I agree.
And Protocol, Where's the Pleasure before that?
And you're right, they do sound like Killers Meet Blondie.
It's a nice few 80s influences going on. Yeah. The next song we've got, it's a classic. It was the third or fourth song released off Hot Fuss by the Killers. Sorry, we keep talking. The intro's about 8 minutes anyway.
Yeah, so
It's Smile Like You Mean It. Favourite song off the album Hot Fuss?
It's got to be Mr. Brightside. I don't know why.
It's an absolute anthem. Some good ones. We're going to try and play another album track. We've been doing that each day. But this is The Killers and Smile Like You Mean It. If you want to send us a text, you can do. Joe, how do they do it?
077-57-454668.
One more time.
077-57-454668.
Beautiful.
You know you've only got one. Change your ways while you're young. Boy, one day you'll be a man. Oh, girl, he'll help you understand. Smile.
touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust that funky lyric. Can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. Can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are slipping so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape. To learn, what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. You better get hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
Touch this. Not aimed at any particular radio station at all. But don't get noticed. You know it makes sense. Okay, 2:47 is the time. Little change to schedule this afternoon. Between about 3 and 4, oh, this is going to go so badly. I've got to leave the glamorous world of being a DJ for just an hour because I've got to go to a lecture. How boring is that, Ellie?
Yes, yeah, very.
So we've got, it's probably the first one I've gone to in a few weeks. We've got to pick up some questions and assignments as if haven't got enough to do already.
Apparently, yeah, exactly.
So we're going to have to go and pick those up. But I'll leave you in the capable hands. I'll leave you in the hands of Johnny. Say hello, Johnny.
Hi.
For an hour, it's going to be a disaster. But trying to restore it to a little normality, Joe's going to be here as well. So we're going to have Joe and Johnny from about 3 till 4 while
Hey,
I...
Sam.
Yeah, and maybe Sam. So that's going to go disastrously. So I'm going to try and get all the money out of the way at the moment. You know, all the bit of class for you now. And we've got that with my friend Ellie with the news from the telly. Good afternoon.
Hiya, Chris. You all right?
I'm very well. Now, telly, tell us what was on last night, what you're watching, and what's on tonight that you can have on mute while you listen to Sugar FM. Go.
Last night I watched Desperate Housewives, which was a fantastic episode. I am quite sad. 10 o'clock it was on till 11, but it was good. It was good. Tonight though, Footballers' Wives on at 9
Football.
O'clock.
You don't watch that, do you, Johnny?
No.
It's getting a bit extreme, is that, to be honest. But if you enjoy that kind of thing, watch it.
I don't know how they. I don't watch that. I don't know how they write it. It's like, what storylines totally unimaginable never work. Oh. That'll do. That's another episode. It's very random. What's going on tonight in that?
Well, apparently, well, obviously Amber, she loses her frizzies, like we were talking the other day.
It's,
so her hair is
big.
All frizzy. There was something about aliens.
Aliens. It's,
yeah. I'll have to watch that to find out what's going on.
But coming back down, slight bit of normality with the football, I don't think any of the wives from the Charlton Middlesbrough, which is on the telly tonight, that's not going to be quite the same, is it? So that's on BBC Two at 8. You've got EastEnders circled again.
Yeah, EastEnders, 7:30, BBC One. Do watch it. It is getting quite interesting. Tomorrow night will be double episode, so that'll be quite good.
Okay, is there anything else going on the noisy box this evening?
Deal or No Deal, 4:15.
Oh, that's,
if you're going to be watching
the,
that.
That's the Noel Edmonds programme. Stick around for that.
Yeah. And Quizmania, obviously, 12:30.
Yeah, I didn't see that last night. After my escapade on Tuesday, I was tucked in bed by about 10 o'clock last night, so I didn't get to see it.
Terrible.
I know. I'm getting too old for doing this, really. So that's what we've got coming up on the telly. We're going to be having a bit of a natter about what else we've got coming up. But we've both got to go to this lecture, haven't we?
We have. 3 o'clock.
We're going to share the pain. So
yeah, and take notes.
And take notes and pretend like we know what we're doing. Dave, you've just been to that lecture. Was it a barrel of laughs? The module just been. Did you actually go today?
Yes.
Was it barrels of fun for all the family, or was it? Do we need to go? No. Did you get the questions or the assignment? So, go on.
No, that's next week.
It's next week. So what did you do?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Did you just talk about entrepreneurship and how fantastic it is?
Yes.
Sorry, don't mind us. Listen, we're just having a bit of a natter about we're deliberating whether or not to go. Shall we go or not? It's sounding.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Next week we get the questions out, like, so go to that.
Next week. Okay. We might go. We might go.
We'll
but I mean, we've got Johnny so excited now. He's going to be in the studio. Yes, thank you. We've got a very special song coming up for you later. I'll tell you what, Chris Moores is going to be on the phone wanting this straight away. We've got the Pussycat Dolls and Beep, and we've got Johnny shouting over the beep, which, I'll tell you, it's going to be poetry in motion, so listen out for that. And now, continuing the music now, because Ellie's here, we have to play You Take That, or some random boy band. So we're going to play you It Only Takes a Minute. More about the telly and more from the fun we're going to have in our lecture. Johnny and Joe are going to be here after 3 until as long as I can get back, making sure that they haven't set the studio on fire. So stick around, Shug FM.